over the last 6 years, it's really ramped up. So we've seen these militant Islamist groups target soft targets like hotels or, you know, sort of populated areas and urban centers to becoming much more of a rural urgent insurgency. And in these last 2 years, it's really accelerated. The security situation has deteriorated so much so that, you know, nearly 2 million people have been displaced from their homes. And just for context, Burkina Faso has a little more than 20 million citizens. And so, you know, you're talking about almost 1 in 10 people being displaced. Militant Islamist groups have been targeting these thoroughfares. And so they've been laying IEDs. And when they target the military as well as civilian convoys, they're really just trying to prevent people from being able to use those corridors as for transportation.
Well, what are these groups? And mostly I take it they're linked with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. What do they want in Burkina Faso, and are they and not just in Burkina Faso in the Sahel?
Sure. So this is where things get a little bit messy and complicated. There are militant Islamist groups operating in the region that profess their allegiance, if you like, to Al-Qaeda. There is a group in the region called the Islamic State in Greater Sahara, which has pledged its allegiance to Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. And so there are these global connections, at least in terms of communication strategies and media, but it's less clear when you're talking about sort of financial support or other material supports or foreign fighters coming to Burkina Faso or neighboring countries. That we haven't really seen those types of connections or dynamics evolve in this particular theater. And to your question, it doesn't just concern Burkina Faso. It also concerns the neighboring countries of Mali and Niger. These three countries have really been kind of the epicenter of this rural insurgency for the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Who are the main targets of these attacks? I mean, are they intentionally going after civilians?
In some instances, yes. So in some instances, civilians have been targeted by militant Islamist groups in the region. This tends to be kind of a reprisal type of dynamic in which you have local civilian-led militias that have emerged to sort of self-defense to try and protect their communities from these militant Islamist groups, which will at times, you know, enforce, arrive, and coerce sort of a taxation, a sort of extortion.
Military rulers who seized power in Burkina Faso in January said that they would make fighting these armed groups their top priority. How successful have they been?
I think, you know, sadly, they have not been very successful. They've pursued a few different changes in policy. Perhaps the most drastic one was to set up zones d'intérêt militaire, special military zones, where they effectively asked all Burkinabe citizens that were living in those zones to leave. And if they were, they set a deadline for after that deadline, if anyone found in those zones, they would be considered hostile. And the idea was to sort of clear that territories.